Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good version, Drew. It is 7:20 and it's time to check in with Hancock and Kelly. Gentlemen, good morning.
Morning. Is that Hancock playing that?
Good question.
No.
Okay. Well, let's start with a serious topic here. We had a hate crime in Clayton, and they're still trying to track down the suspect. Anti-Semitic writing on the road, three cars burned out. And this is not something new. It's not something that hasn't been happening on the coasts. And even here at some point, we have synagogues locking their doors and having security. I guess I'm asking if you guys can put some of this in perspective from, you know, your viewpoint. I'll start with you, Michael.
Geez, I don't know that I have much perspective. I'm outraged and I'm sad that what we continue to see happen in so many places that's ended in death in Washington, D.C. and other places. Has now taken hold here in St. Louis, and we have a big education problem as a country and a world over this anti-Semitism.
I don't understand what the source of it is. John, do you have any idea?
Well, there's sick people in the world, and there's people that believe any number of ridiculous conspiracies. They're all over the place. They found each other largely through social media. There's also a funded component to the anti-Semitism in this country, and there are folks that are, you know, pro-Arab. I'm thinking about Iran, some of their satellite supporters who have actually funded some of the protests we've had in this country and fomented some of it as well. And so, you know, this is the fruit of a poisonous tree. And sadly, it's far too common these days. I don't remember widespread anti-Semitic things being committed 20, 30 years ago in this country. I'm sure they were, but they were probably isolated. And now there's a whole subculture of people out there who deny the Holocaust and any number of things that just don't have, you know, there's people that believe the earth is flat. We didn't land on the moon. There are conspiracies. Some guy years ago started a conspiracy that birds were all fake and had people. I mean, you know, but there's all of this crap is out there and there are willing ears receiving it and now acting on it. It's a sign of the times and it's not a good one.
Well, Mike, I'm going to go back to you on this topic. You mentioned education. A lot of the pro-Palestinian movement has been founded in educational platform. So we've had these protests on campuses with professors and highly educated people, and on the left primarily, this pro-Palestinian movement. Do you have a take on that?
No, not really, because I don't understand it. And I don't know, maybe I didn't get to go to one of those fancy enough schools where we got pushed to irrational thought processes. And I think that's exactly what this anti-Semitism is.
Well, let's move to a related topic in terms of violence. As we had a shooting at the CDC, we have mass shootings constantly. You can't even keep track of how many we have. Fugitives crisscrossing the country after shooting four people in a bar, etc., etc. It goes on and on and on. I haven't heard a lot of discussion right now about gun control, and I'm not trying to say that's the only topic here. Obviously, mental health is one. There's many others. But in terms of gun control, is that a topic that we can have a discussion about as a country, or are we just way past that and it's over? John, I'll go to you.
Yeah, sure, we can have a discussion about it. And the thing you run into is that this nation has a constitutionally protected right to keep and bear arms. Does that mean that somebody that's mentally unstable ought to have a gun? No, it doesn't. And are there some ways that we can begin to discuss this issue? Are there parts of the country where the prevalence of guns are such that it might merit some even additional sanctions? Take St. Louis, for example. You know, our state law used to require you to have a permit to carry a concealed weapon. Now it does not.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It makes sense. So that the police who are running into juveniles who are carrying weapons that clearly don't have a permit to have them, be able to confiscate those weapons and press charges against people that have illegal guns? Yeah, that makes some sense to me. So can the country have a conversation? It needs to take place in the context that there is a fundamental right in this country to keep and bear arms, but it doesn't mean that there can be no limitations on that right. And I think maybe if you start the conversation there, we can have one.
Michael, do you agree with that or no?
Well, I think the translation to what John just said was we're going to do nothing, because that's what the Republican Party has chosen to do. Look, we passed this Rubicon a long time ago, Scott, when those kids were killed at Sandy Hook. We had thoughts and prayers and said, now's not the time. And we've done nothing. There were attempts to do things by both the president of the United States at the time and members of Congress. But it was the Republican Party and Mitch McConnell who said, we're not doing this. And ever since then, we've seen the mass shootings now in Las Vegas. We see all this stuff. You couple that with a sick culture, as John called it, that has social media. And I think we've desensitized ourselves to almost everything. That the gun is a reflex now. People grab their gun as a reflex. And I don't know if it's too late to go back and fix some of this, but it's not going to happen while the Republicans are in charge. They've made that clear when those 30 kids got killed.
Well, State Senator Brian Williams says he's going to take on St. Louis County Executive Sam Page. Can you frame that contest for us, Michael?
Well, I think it's probably the most consequential election that we'll see next year in 2026. It's also going to be the first contest for St. Louis County Executive, where both candidates have established constituencies who voted for them before and will have resources to compete. Whether or not Sam Page makes it to the August primary is probably the big question out there. I know John's got a crystal ball and has a thought as to what's going to happen. But in these crazy times, I can see Sam Page, who really doesn't have a problem being isolated and on his own in the world, saying, hey, I'm going to continue to fight this. So I think it's going to be an incredibly well-funded contest. I do think change is likely coming to St. Louis County, though.
John, you got your crystal ball handy?
I do. sometimes the candidate with the most indictments wins. But I would suspect that's not the predominant case. I think what's going to happen here is that Page, who has a good attorney, has been charged with two misdemeanors and two felonies. I suspect they're going to plead with the prosecutor, the attorney general's office, and plead it down to pleading guilty to the misdemeanors. He keeps his law, his medical license then. And the stipulation in that plea agreement will be that he steps down from office. I think that's how this is going to play out, but, you know, who knows?
That is radio gold. Sometimes the candidate with the most indictments wins. Thank you, John Hancock. Thanks, Michael Kelly.
See you guys.
All right. It is Total Information AM Sunday for this August 10th. Good morning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.